we are mainly concerned about, our key concern, is the mass protests that are planned for this afternoon in Nouakchott, and reports that suggest that the Senate building has been cordoned off by the police and the gendarmerie. We are particularly concerned about these protests, given that in the past few days, the government and the security forces have reacted with excessive force to the protests that have taken place.
When you talk about apparent suppression of dissenting voices, do you have also example of reported use of force against protest leaders in Nouakchott?
They have, you know, dispersed the gatherings, and in several cases, protest leaders were beaten up and a number of them were arrested. Requests were sent in to authorize these protests and they were never approved. When these protests then took place, the authorities attempted to disperse them. When this did not work, what they did was they apparently reportedly beat up the leaders. We have witnessed some of the injuries that these people suffered due to the beatings.
Do you know if some opponents are still in prison?
We do have reports that many people have been arrested. However, we have sought clarification from the authorities on how many people were arrested, what the status is, whether they've been charged or released, and we have failed to obtain this information from them. But what is clear is that there have been arrests that have taken place during demonstrations.
And are you concerned about the mass protests that are planned this afternoon in Nouakchott?
Yes, we're very concerned about the mass protests planned for this afternoon in Nouakchott, particularly given the record of the government in their intolerance for dissenting voices, including in the use of excessive force. We are urging the government to ensure that its response to the protests is in line with its obligations under international human rights law. The rights to peaceful assembly, to freedom of opinion and expression, these rights are particularly precious in a pre-electoral context. So we're calling on all sides to refrain from the use of violence and to take measures to prevent the situation from escalating.
And what would you be looking for from the government with respect to ensure free and transparent election?
Well, first of all, there should be an equality of arms as far as, you know, being able to advocate or campaign for different views in the elections. What we understand is that the regulatory bodies for the media have prevented airtime for those who are calling for a boycott of the election, for example. And we've also seen that, you know, opposition politicians are being arrested. We have seen the suppression of protests that are being carried out against the vote. So we would ask the government to refrain from carrying out these actions, to in fact create the space for people to be able to express diverging opinions on this election.